Tonight, a bit north of George's, is the opening reception for Kevin Arnold's exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Kevin's to-scale paintings take ordinary objects, like a folding table leaned up against a wall, and give them a slight, modest artistic touch. Passers-by might do a double take. The art is close enough to the real-life inspiration to be overlooked, but different enough to make you stop and look again. Yesterday, Kevin, who studied at the Kansas City Art Institute, the University of Arkansas, and Rhode Island School of Design, discussed his art of making the everyday more than the everyday.
It's sort of taking the objects, things you wouldn't expect to see maybe paintings of, and they're painted in a one-to-one ratio, which is life size. And so, like, metal folding tables, boxes, these sorts of, like, utilitarian objects that people take for granted, but they're installed in a way that relates to the viewer. So it's that moment when you walk into the room, it's like, oh, wait, that's not an object, that's a painting, you know, but it kind of plays with that moment of, you know, wait a second. So kind of causing the viewer to second guess their relationship to the space or the object.
That's part of what you want to do in art, right? You want to make someone pause.
Yeah.
If only for a second.
Yeah, and some people say, well, I walked through the room and I didn't see your painting. Excellent. Great. That's what I wanted. You know, that's the whole goal. If you walked past and didn't see it, then I achieved. It was successful, you know, for me. So, yeah, perfect.
When did you get the idea of taking these sorts of everyday and repositioning how we might think about them, even if only for a moment?
I was always painting from life, like a perceptual painter. My earlier work was more interior spaces, dealing with the figure. Then when I got to grad school, went to RISD, I just started emptying out the information. So getting rid of the figure, getting rid of the environment, and soon all that was left was the object itself. And that sort of just happened, and all of a sudden my advisors and fellow grad students and everyone was just very excited because they could see how excited I was about this new work and where I was taking it, you know, so.
You know, those of us who are not artists sometimes have this romantic notion of the epiphany.
Yeah.
Was there?
You know, it wasn't really a moment, this great epiphany moment. It was more of a gradual transition, you know. For me, art, for my painting, what I've done is always followed like a logical progression. So it made sense for me to do this. And it's still continuing to evolve. So a lot of the work you're seeing in this show now is not only the work I was doing coming out of grad school, but now it's the transition. It's like where the work is going to. So I've been really, really happy about the response. And then getting, you know, into New American Paintings recently, published, you know, very well-known publication, has gotten me a lot more exposure. So I'm getting a lot of feedback, you know, now more nationally and with the recent show coming up in Peru, you know, internationally. So, yeah.
When you're putting the exhibit together and you have this room at the ACO,
mm-hmm.
How difficult was it to decide what was going to go where?
Really just bring in all the work and sort of just step back and just arrange it and move it around. You know, I had that show last year around this time at the Underground, Fayetteville Underground, and it would really turn that space into what felt like a storage room, you know, and that's kind of the way I was approaching this with a little bit of a different twist to it. But yeah, it's kind of like what goes next to what, you know, based on size, on color, you know, does this white piece look next, you know, good next to this white piece, or should we need some contrast here, you know, that kind of thing, so.
How do you know when you're done with a piece of work?
Ugh. Does anyone know how to answer that question?
Some people, I get all sorts of different answers.
I'm not going to give you the Jackson Pollock answer to that question. But, yeah, for me, it's just like when I've achieved everything I feel like it needs to achieve. I mean, there's this talk about trompe-l'oeil painting, which is trompe-l'oeil painting. It's illusion painting. And there's been some great masters that have pushed trompe-l'oeil to just unbelievable, you know, hyper-realism. And that's not what I'm going for. So if I can reach this middle ground of trompe-l'oeil and still a painterly surface, that's what I'm going for, because I only want to fool you for so long, you know. If I can pull you up to the canvas and be like, oh no, it's a painting, now I can appreciate the feel of the painting, the surface, the painterliness of it, you know, if it's a word. But you know, that's what I'm going for, and I'm just always searching for that middle ground. I think
you'll be at the reception.
Oh yeah, sure.
Do you ever eavesdrop at these sorts of things?
People
who don't know you, who...
I love to, yeah.
You got to have a thick skin, perhaps, to do that.
No. Grad school tore that all down.
Really?
Yeah. No, that was like boot camp, you know. So I got over that, all that sort of, you know, that thing. So, no, I don't. It doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I love to hear people's response to the work, you know, and whether it's good or bad, I think it's great. I mean, I'm open to criticism, and I think the viewer feedback is so important to a painter. You know, if I only wanted to hear what I wanted to hear, then you know, how could my work ever change? You know, so yeah, I'm totally interested in that.
But you have to value this criticism. Some is probably better than others.
Yeah,
I mean, if someone looks at it and says, well, that's dumb.
Oh, well, yeah, then you take into consideration they might not know what they're talking about.
Right.
So, yeah, and you always have the filter up. You know, what criticism applies to me? What doesn't apply to me? You know, do I see myself going in that direction? This person suggested, nah, I'm not really interested in that. You know, so, yeah.
I think it was Tim Tyler. Do you know Tim? He's an artist
yeah.
that lives around.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told me once that he would be halfway or three quarters away through a painting and just hate it and destroy it. Just throw it away because he didn't want anything else to do with it, and he'd start a similar painting over again.
Yeah.
What if you're deep into a work and you go, wow, this is not working?
Yeah, I used to be bad about that, but now I sort of have developed a little bit more foresight where I can tell, like, okay, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? And so I try to figure that because there's so time involved that I can't invest a month into it and be like, ugh. I mean, I have done that, you know, but – I try to. If I have an idea, I want to make sure that idea is going to work. So I do a lot of preliminary sketching and, you know, taking pictures and all kinds of things before I actually jump into it. So, but yeah, I won't hesitate in burning a painting if it comes down to it.
Literally?
Yeah.
Well, is that cathartic at all? Or just
kinda, yeah, in a way. It's sort of like therapeutic, yeah, because I don't want to look at it again. So just get rid of it.
Will you have a name tag on tonight?
I don't know if they do name tags.
I'm just wondering if you're going to self-identify and let people know you. I mean, obviously there'll be people there that know you, but some
yeah,
that won't.
I'll be the cliche artist dressed in black, you know.
Okay.
The dude dressed in black. That'll be me.
The reception tonight, and it goes all month.
Yes, all month. Yes.
And if people want to know more, see more?
Yeah, they can always visit my website, which is notkevinarnold.com, N-O-T, kevinarnold.com. Yeah, so all my work is on there.
I mean, I understand why you do that because of the fictional character that was in the television show, The Wonder Years. But that that might be a tough website for someone just to stumble upon.
Yeah, I love it though. But when you tell people that title, they remember.
Oh, that's true.
Automatically remember it. Yeah. So, or I could have went with notthatkevinarnold.com, but I like notkevinarnold.com.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What do you to an actor, you say break a leg? To an artist before an exhibit?
Jeez, I don't know. Don't slip and fall.
There
I don't know.
There you go. Well, Kevin Arnold, don't slip and fall.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
The opening reception for Kevin Arnold's exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks is tonight from 6 until 8. The work remains up through the month. Also tonight, you can see work from Amber Winters Paradin. Her exhibit, Mend, is also at the ACO this month. And likewise, the opening reception for her work is also tonight.